Health Minister has taken a very personal swipe at his predecessor over the issue of youth suicide. David Clark sat down with David Fisher from the New Zealand Herald, where he levelled the accusation that funding and priority shortfalls under the previous government led to more people taking their own lives. Have a listen to this.
Are there young people that have died because the previous government did not prioritise or fund mental health properly?
It's very hard on an individual level to say that somebody died because of a lack of funding for a particular mental health support. I would leave that up to a clinical opinion. The proposition you've put is one that seems reasonable to me, that if you don't support people, more people are going to take their own lives.
So I ask, having spoken to family members whose anger, deep, deep anger, is directed at the former health minister. That's how personal this gets.
I too have been frustrated with the previous health minister, and I can but pledge to do my very best because I personally care about this issue.
All right, so that was the new health minister, David Clark. Former health minister Jonathan Coleman joins us on the program. And Jonathan, afternoon to you. Thank you for your time.
Good afternoon, Matt.
So what do you make of what Mr. Clark is saying here? Basically, in a nutshell, the government, your government, was responsible for more suicides. What do you say?
Well, look, I'm very surprised he wants to personalise it like this, because look, this is a very complex issue, and Dr. Clark is now signalling that he is going to take personal responsibility for the suicide rate from this point on, with a zero suicide target. That's what he says in the video interview. He's going to do an inquiry. We know little of that, except he says in that interview that it's going to cover issues like colonisation. So I think he's actually making a real rod for his own back. Of course, we want to get the suicide rate down. As you know, Larry, it's an extremely tragic and difficult area. And I'm just very surprised that he's prepared to talk like this. And also, I think politically he's not doing himself any favours. I mean, he's pushed his own leader off the front page of the Herald today when they'd rather be talking, I'm sure, about what she's up to in Vietnam. But, you know, he'll learn a few lessons along the way, and good luck to him.
What initiatives did you take during your time as Minister of Health to reduce the suicide rate?
Well, we put more funding into mental health, like an extra $300 million, and then we announced that cross-portfolio program, which was going to be funded by an extra $100 million, that would look at mental health, you know, right across education, right across the health system, right across the social welfare system, things like housing. It's a very complex area. All governments of all types right across the Western world have found that this has really, you know, accelerated in its impact upon them in the last 18 months, and all governments are looking for the right answer. And I genuinely wish Dr. Clark well in improving that suicide rate, because he's now set the target. He said he's taking personal responsibility, and so I will be holding him to account over that.
Is the government, is any government, accountable for New Zealand's suicide rate?
Well, look, it's such a complex area. I think it's a very foolish thing for any health minister to say, but Dr. Clark has said that today. He holds me accountable for it from my time as health minister, and he is now signalling that this government is going to take responsibility, and he will be taking personal responsibility for the suicide rate. And clearly, unless he succeeds in that, and I hope he does succeed because this is people's lives, but clearly, if he doesn't, he will be failing to deliver on one of the biggest things he campaigned on.
What about the suicide strategy that it expired, didn't it? Ran out last year. Why wasn't that renewed? What happened there?
No, it was still in play, but basically work was underway to put together a new strategy. Consultation finished on the 26th of June for that new strategy, and it's now up to the new government to put in place that new strategy or amend it as it sees fit, because they've said they're going to be responsible for the suicide rate. So I really hope now that they can deliver, because no one wants to see such a high suicide rate. But the answers are very complex, as Dr. Clark's going to find out.
Mental health inquiry, that's what he's talking about. Is this going to add anything that we don't already know?
Well, I don't think it will, but who knows? I mean, he's gone on and on about this, but there's no details out there. It's part of the 100-day plan. We don't know when he's taking a paper to Cabinet. We don't know who it will report to. Will it be a public inquiry, a government inquiry? When will the reporting date be? What will the form of the inquiry be? very little detail. I think it was a great thing for him to use as a political attack tool during the campaign. But now, of course, like the suicide rate, Dr. Clark has to deliver on these huge claims that he's made.
What about things like he's talking about nurses in schools and mental health coordinators? Are those things, those concepts going to help? Why didn't you go there?
Well, basically, we did have nurses in schools, in decile 1-3 schools. The new funding was going to put $25 million specifically into schools. But look, this is an evolving field. There's a lot of problems in terms of actually tackling the suicide rate. There was extra funding and new initiatives under the last government, but it's now up to the next government, this current government, which has set itself a very high benchmark to actually deliver what it's promised to do, which is to lower the suicide rate.
Thank you very much.
David Clark has tied specifically to himself to that.
Thank you very much for coming on the program. That is Jonathan Coleman, National Party Health Spokesperson. News Talk ZB, it's 4:15.